316's first song is Meanwhile Back at the Cross. Pam asked us to learn this song, and we sang it for the first time in revival. It speaks of a very special
thing to support a vacation Bible school. Stop by the table out in the foyer and sign up. There's a lot of things that that they need to make vacation Bible school a success. If you have any old paintable picture frames, instead of throwing them away, they'd like to have them. They prefer the 8x10 or larger, but they will take some 5x7s. Please bring them to the church to be used in Bible school. There will be a storage bin in the foyer that you can place them in. Also, CDs and lyrics for the Vacation Bible School songs that will be sung. Those CDs are available, and they ask if your child is going to be participating in Vacation Bible School this year, that you would pick that up so that they can start listening to those and getting them in their head and start practicing. All right? For those of you who didn't get your wife, mother, spouse, whatever, something for Mother's Day, there's still hope. These weren't claimed this morning, but I have one. I don't know if it's solid gold or not, but it is gold. Hoop earring. Well, it's about a half a hoop. So if you're just all the ladies reach up and feel both ears. If you're missing one, there it is. And also, this is a right from the Dead Sea. This is a pearl bracelet, looks like. It's got a heart and a cross on it. If you've lost that, missing that, nobody claims it. Honey, happy Mother's Day. All right. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. I'm going to ask if the ushers would come and serve us this morning. I think there should be one more. Who's the other one? Here we go. All right. If you're visiting with us today, this is your first time here, we want to make you welcome. You just sit and enjoy, participate. If God would have something for you to share with us and a testimony, you feel free to do so. Those are always welcome. All right, let's pray. Father, we're grateful, dear God. We're grateful for a place to come to that's comfortable. It's hot outside, but it's cool in here. The seats are comfortable. We have no excuses today. We're just thankful for your blessings on us, for this place that you've given us to come and worship. We're thankful, dear God, for the mothers that are in our life, dear God, our wives, our moms, our aunts, our sisters, dear God, that are just examples, godly examples for us. And we're thankful, dear God, that you've put them in our life and what they mean to us. Bless them this day, dear God, we pray. We ask your anointing, dear God, this day upon the words that will be spoken, sung, whatever said and done, may you be honored and glorified through it all. But God, we've come at this time to worship you through our tithes and offerings. You've blessed us, dear God, financially, and you've told us that if you give to us, we need to give back to you in your word. We just want to obey your word, so we ask that you would bless this offering, use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom, and we thank you and we love you this morning in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Austin. If I could hear my mother pray again. It's beautiful. Happy Mother's Day. And for some of us, it's truly a happy day. And for some of us, it can be a time of sad remembrance. Maybe you've lost your mother, or maybe you've lost a child. The Joy Bells and 316 have songs that we hope we can all rejoice with this morning. For the mother we had, for the mom we were allowed to be, or for maybe just those special women in our lives that have been inspirations and help to us along the way. The Joy Bells will ring somewhere over the rainbow, which is the theme song for the movie The Wizard of Oz. Maybe you remember watching that with your mother. Or maybe some of you moms have curled up on the couch and watched that with your children. We hope it creates a memory for you. The second song that they'll ring is Jesus Loves Me, because our mothers are often the first ones who teach us that. In fact, 316's second song this morning mentions that our mothers are so instrumental to us in our faith, teaching us from a young age that Jesus loves us. The Joy Bells, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and Jesus Loves Me. Meanwhile, back at the cross.
Star no longer shines. Finally, this world is mine. Then he gathered all his demons near. He said, "We have conquered love with fear."
Bumpus, Taylor Johnson, Lainey Harper, and Brianna Miller will present a special poem to our mothers at this time. Then, Gabriel Chafee has scripture about the Proverbs 31 woman to introduce our final song, which features Lainey Shouldis. The song is called Her Blessed. I want to thank Greg Koontz for helping us with the download and with the video setup. This song is written from the perspective of talking directly to God, thanking Him for our mothers. We hope you enjoy.
The first arms to hold me so tender and dear, and make me feel safe when I was in fear. The first one to comfort me when I felt alone, and be by my side or spend hours on the phone.
The first one to teach me the lessons of life, and guide me through troubles, through pain, and through strife. The first one to coach me, the first one to cheer, when I needed a pep talk, she would always be near.
The first eyes to see me, imperfections and all, show me love and acceptance, and help me stand tall. The first one I look to when I need a friend, the first advice that I seek when my heart's on the mend.
The first hero I had, the first savior I knew, the first doctor, protector, and counselor too. The first person I think of when making a choice, whether near me or far, I can still hear her voice.
This mom that I speak of to you is special, you see, for without her the world would look different to me. So on Mother's Day, this is what we want to shout. You are wonderful, appreciated, and loved without doubt.
Proverbs chapter 31, verses 25 through 28. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can smile at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
Place me. morning. Good to have every one of you this year, Sonny. Is that yours? Okay. I thought as they were singing, and I told Ron, where the bells was ringing, I said, I'd learned that as a young boy, forced to go to Sunday school. But in spite of my rebellious ways, it has stuck with me. Jesus loves me, this I know. And it touched my heart. And I want to ask you before I get started, you know, this is Mother's Day, and they're very important in life. They're not honored like they should be. They're not revered like they should be. And they're not lifted up like they should be. We live in a confused world. But to you that have your moms, more than cards, more than a dinner, more than just a visit, how long has it been since you've looked at her and said, Mom, I love you. I love you, Mom. I can't say that. My mother's gone. But I trust that you do still honor them, you know. What we need in this confused, troubled world is the Word of God and what it gives us instructions in the role of a mother and a husband. If we could get back to the basics of the Word of God, I don't think we would have the trouble in society, in the homes, in the world. If we could just go back to the basics. But you know, they're telling us that it's outdated, outmoded. We don't need that. But the Word of God has never changed. It never has changed. Father, we thank you for these mothers. The hardships, the tears, the struggles, the sacrifice, Lord, that they went through to bring us into the world. From the oldest to the youngest, our Father, we thank you for them. We ask you, Lord God, to help us for the next few minutes, moments, whatever, Lord, in the message that you've played on, you've placed in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. That we need our Father, godly, holy, sanctified mothers in this world. Because that's the way, Lord God, you gave us the plan for our world. Help us, Lord. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you this before I get started. I'm going to preach to you a message that's different than Proverbs. And I believe in Proverbs. Don't get me wrong. But I want to be the first. As Robbie was confessing, I want to confess to you that as a parent, as a father, as a husband, and as a grandfather, I failed. That doesn't mean that the Word of God isn't true. It's me that's failed. So Paul the Apostle, which is where I'm going, Colossians 3. Someone said he wasn't married. You debate that. But he gave us some good stuff, you see. Mothers, according to the Word of God, are highly favored. They're more than the daycares and nurseries, the teachers. And the role of a mother is very important in the Word of God. People live so confused lives. And just think of this. Just think of this. God chose you to be a mother. And it's an honor. It's an honor. And it's a privilege. And I know that you went to the jaws of death when you brought him to the world. I'll say this and I'll continue on with my message. My daughter was in labor, or my wife was in labor with my daughter for 30 hours. And she suffered and suffered. But the worst, the first thing she said to me, she didn't say, "How's the baby? I'm in hurting." She said, "Al, if men had babies, there'd only be one." See, we men don't know that. We don't know that. There's no love like mother's love. So let me read in Colossians, will you? You listen. Pay close attention. Paul the Apostle in Colossians 3. And I want to talk about the Christian family. It's more than joining church. It's more than coming convenient. It's more than having a little prayer. A Christian family is what God wanted us from the very beginning when he gave us Adam and Eve. And can I say something else? More than Adam and Eve? No. It's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. Don't forget that. That's what God said. I didn't say it. You want to argue? You argue with him. See, he's the one that said that. So listen, listen. I want you to listen very, very close. Wives, he's addressing the wives. Wives, you know, submit. You've already lost me, preacher. You've already lost me. I've had him say to me in weddings. Or taking the vows. I want you to leave out of it and to obey. Leave it out. Leave it out. But here Paul says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, you see, he covered it all. He covered it all. Ah, you said, I like that. Well, we're all responsible and we all will answer to him. He said, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Man, he's hitting, isn't he? Children, obey your parents. In all things or in everything. For this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So you see, I've covered everything. And I told you, and I confess to you, that I have failed. And a lot of us, and I haven't, you know. I haven't. I met up with some very, very strong men that would not ever think that they should do any of this. But he started out and he said, husbands, pay attention. Wives, pay attention. Children, take heed and listen. So he started, wives, submit yourself unto the Lord. Verse 18, what do you mean, preacher? I thought you said we were equal. God holds us responsible for the family, the men. He holds us responsible for the men, for raising our family, you see. Now, God said that we are to be the spiritual priest in our household. Yeah. Now, I hear it also, and it's said a lot of times. Now, he may be the head, but I'm the neck and I turn it off. Have you heard that? Or I wear the pants in the house. Have you heard that? Sure, all of us have heard it. But don't forget, when the transgression took place in Genesis, in the beginning, when Eve transgressed and ate, when the voice came back, what did you hear? Adam, where are you? You see, Eve started this, but he had to answer because Adam was responsible. God made mothers to be in submissive and wives to be submissive to their husband in the Lord, as it's pleasing to the Lord. Yeah. So God will hold us accountable, men, but you need to understand that moms and dads need to work together in raising the family in the ways of the Lord, not what the world's telling. There's a lot of books out there. They're telling you everything. But let me tell you this. If you want a roadmap, if you want instructions, if you want a successful home and marriage, here it is. In the Word of God. The infallible Word of God. You can't go wrong by going there. It's not outdated. It's not outmoded. It's, you know, antiquated? No. No, it's still the instructions for us. But then he said, now don't forget, he said, you're to be submissive to your husbands as it is in the Lord. Then he said, husbands, love your wives. And be not bitter against them. What we have to do if we want to start right and keep a good home going and growing, treat your wife as you treated her when you first married her. Honey, sugar, baby. Remember that? If she just didn't do things right, if the meal wasn't as good as it should be, oh, honey, it's delicious. You remember those days? I remember them. I remember them. I married a young lady at the age of 17, and I was 21, and we had a lot to learn. But by the grace of God, by the grace of God, and by the help of the Lord, we have celebrated 58 years of marriage together. Has there been trouble? Has there been problems? Has there been discouragement? All of the above. But God and His love have kept us together, you see. Mothers are special when He said, be not bitter against them. She had to be special because she took her right out of Adam's rib. That's close to the heart, you see. Yeah. Now, the Word of God says, in Proverbs, you know, and we read Proverbs, and sometimes we just, now, in biblical days, a lot of times, they would pick them, even in the Middle East now, they would pick the companion, the wife. But let me tell you something. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The two become one. When she's hurting, you're hurting. When she's hurting, you're hurting. Yeah. When she's down, you need to encourage her. He don't want us to be bitter and harsh against them. I don't call my wife. I call her Rosalie, and I have some other little petty names, or not petty, but baby names, you know. We say, what are they? It's none of your business. But we became one. And together God has blessed us. God has taken care of us. And God has seen us through all the battles. I thought probably our life would be over when we lost our son to cancer. You feel like you want to give up and you want to question the Lord, why? Till I begin to read, God's in control. He'll take care of it. And looking at the future, we didn't know that. But we adopted. And I think it's great. I'd much rather see people adopt than to abort, don't you? Yeah. That's a sore spot with me. My son is precious. My daughter's precious. But you see, her and I became one. Yeah. We became one. And I've got some news for you. Yeah. It's not all you and it's not all her. It's two of you together to make it successful. That's according to the word of God. Yeah. When you pray, there's a saying that says, when you pray together, you'll stay together. That ought to be one of the secrets. Another thing, we need to be willing to confess one to another. Honey, I'm wrong. And I've had a trouble with that. I've had a struggle with that. You know why? I was letting my dad's thinking take a hold. Dad wasn't a forgiving individual. Dad wasn't a crying individual. But I've learned from the Lord, then it won't hurt you to say it often. Honey, I love you and I appreciate you. How long has it been since you've told your wife? I appreciate you. If you're going to take your mother, if you're going to take your wife out today for dinner, don't take her to Burger King. Get her the meal that she wants. Yeah. I took my wife out, and I was hoping she'd say Taco Bell, but she said, no, no Taco Bell. But I took her to the place that she wanted to go. You see, love and wisdom makes a good home together. Amen. Mom, Dad, at the close of your busy schedule, you've had a hard day in the office and people have cut you down and tore you apart and tried to discourage you. And you come home tired and she has a meal for you. You sit down, read, whatever. But do you take time to pray with your wife? Yeah. I mean, I made a mistake. And I've told you this before. I was kidding with her, but she didn't take it. As I was kidding. I said, honey, when I've married you, 17 years old, and I said, honey, you were sort of homely looking. She looked at me, well, she said, you wasn't an Desi Arnaz yourself, you know. But over the years, she's gotten prettier. She's the mother of my children. She's the grandmother and great-grandmother of our children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I honor that for her. I've been grieving, praying. But listen, folks, we need to pray together. I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of things. But if we want a home over a house, we've got to work at it. Amen. Yeah. Oh, look at my beautiful home. Fine. Look at my garden. Fine. Look at all my furniture. Fine. Do you know one thing? Don't ever forget this. This place here where we live, this temple where we live, it's temporary. We're just pilgrims, we're strangers, and we're passing, and we're seeking a city to come. This is just a dressing up place. So now, if you want a model home, I'm not talking about the house of your choice with everything that you want in it. No, I want you to have a home that prays together, that serves the Lord together, that seeks the Lord's face together. And he said, when Paul said, be not bitter against them, Ephesians 4:32 says this. Listen to it. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. I can't forgive her. Why not? I can't forgive her. Why not? I can't forgive her. Why not? You know why not? Because you don't want to. You don't want to. You don't know what she's done. Yeah, but I know what we've done. Yeah. We're all guilty. But he said, tender-hearted, even as God in Christ forgave you. Did we deserve to be saved? Did we deserve to be called? With the corruption that was in our lives, in our walk, in the honorness. But God loved us so much. And he knocked at our door. Now, I said, preacher, I've done so much bad, he wouldn't forgive me. Then you're not believing what the Word of God says. Yeah. There's nothing that God won't forgive. Only one. He mentions, yeah, blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. So, love each other without reservation. Don't look for the bad, look for the good. Now, you can find bad in every one of us. It's there. I don't tell you, but I'm full of faults and failures. Now, she overlooks them, and I overlook them, you see. I know a couple that broke my heart. Trouble, trouble, trouble. I don't know the whole circumstances. But he died. Three times before she would let go, she had to kiss him. Don't wait till someone's gone before you do that. Yeah. 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 Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't think some other time, you see. And then he said, children. That's in verse 20. Now, wives, husbands, and children. That's a family. That's a family. Children, obey your parents. Them old fogies. They're thinking way back there. Here we are in 2018. Man, what they need to do is grow up. No, what you need to do, find out what the Word of God says. Children, obey your parents. In everything. Why? It's well-pleasing to the Lord. Let me tell you about your parents. They're well-experienced. They went through the state that you're going through. They went through the hardships that you've gone through. They've had to face peer pressure. Well, you know, I heard this when I was growing up. Hey, everybody's doing it. Mom, you don't understand. No, no, no. They're well experienced in child rearing. They've been through it. Yeah. I don't want you to listen to what Hollywood, I don't want you to listen to what these people are telling you about child rearing. I heard about a case, and it's always coming out, you see. A lot of the problems that are in America have started right in the home. Right in the home, you see. But Hollywood wants to, they're right. Who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that? Yeah. The Word of God says, children. The Word of God says, children. Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way. And there's only one way. Yeah. It's always been there. It's effective. It's straight and it's narrow. One way. Now, he said, preacher, you're interpreting wrong. There's a lot of things that I don't know. But I'll tell you this, if you bring them up in the Word of God, if you bring them up with prayer, if you bring them up with discipline, if you bring them up in the right ways, they will not depart from it. Yeah. It's not wrong. Children, it's not wrong to respect and to honor your parents, you see. It's not wrong, you see. You're going to find out. They've told you this. You don't want to listen. They've told you this. Sin will lead you farther than you want to go. And when the Word of God says, and when sin is finished, it brings forth death, you see. There's nothing wrong with you listening to him, because honoring your mom and dad, not the old fogey, not the old lady, not the old hag, and they have some other names for them. I've known of children that have actually hit their parents. To me, that's low life. Well, you don't understand. No, no, you don't understand. Listen, folks, don't expect your mom and dad, if they're living right and going to church and serving the Lord, don't expect them to condone sin. Sin is still sin in the Word of God. And you're going to find out when you get older, when you start bringing children in the world, when they begin in grammar and high school, you're going to find out just how intelligent, and how smart your mom and dad was when you didn't think that they knew you anything, you see. So he said, it has a promise of long life. I didn't honor my parents, but I hid it. I was a rascal. I hid it. And sin was beginning to catch up. But by the grace of God, he called me, and my life changed. And it's still changing. He's still working on me. He's still working on me. And he'll continue to work on me till I leave this world. There's not one perfect but one. And they crucified him. You see. Then he said, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger or embitter them, lest they be discouraged and will lose heart and quit trying. He never has anything good to say to me. And you know what we do? We're guilty of this. We'll compare them to other children, to other students, to other people. When we ought to say, honey, just do your best. You'll make it. You'll make it. You'll make it. But we really are very judgmental. And instead of offering some encouragement, instead of taking time to lay your hand on him and pray with him, let him know that you love him, you're always finding more and more and more and more. And I've even heard him say, and it's not right. I wish we'd never had that one. You see, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Fathers, in your anger, don't think that because you're the father and have the authority that you punish with great severity. Yeah. I grew up like that. My father didn't have but fourth grade education. He didn't even know what the word psychology meant. But I thought he wore out several paddles on all of us. Seven brothers. Well, that's not right. You know what? God knows what to do when he made this pretty padded. You know. Yeah. I'm not really much on whooping them. Well, I think you need to correct them, and I think you need to do it right, and I want you to be firm with your patience, with your wisdom, and let them know that it's wrong, and explain to them why it's wrong. But mom, no, it's wrong, it's wrong. Dad, mom, don't ever forget you was once young. And what they want you to do, more than telling them, is just walk it, talk it, live it, practice what you preach. Amen? Sure, that's for all of us. You know, that's for all of us. Don't you think I'm not including myself when I start working on this message? I said, Lord, I can't. Because that'll hit me. That's what the Word of God does. Correct coming and going. And we need that. Yeah. Don't ever forget. Hadn't been for the grace of God. When you were growing up. When you're getting in mischievousness. When you wasn't what you ought to be. When you was faking it and hiding it from your parents. But by the grace of God, you're not in prison. You're not hooked on dope. Huh? I'm telling you, folks, we need to practice what we preach. And if you're going to discipline, and it's scriptural, you do it the right way. You did it the right way. As I close my remarks, I want to read something to you. this covers the 31st chapter of Proverbs that one of the children read. Mother. Mother is a miracle worker to us. She really does what mother needs to do. She's an encourager. She's a doctor. She's a nurse. She's a cook. She's an advisor. And the thing about it, she never gets tired. That's the M for mother. O is for the outstanding calling that is placed on her. Proverbs said they call her blessed. Mary and Elizabeth, mothers of Christ and John the Baptist. Look what an honor was placed on these ladies. And God gave them the witness when they got together and the Holy Spirit touched them. My, my, my. That's what O stands for. T is for training them in God's way so that they will not depart from it. You cannot be your child's friend until they become adults, you see. H is for the honor God placed on the woman to bear children, whether adopted, whether they are natural, God knows best. And E is the responsibility that God gave them to educate them in the admonition and in the fear of the Lord. One more. R is to be rewarded by her children by calling her blessed. Children learn, see, what the parents do. They listen. They catch a lot. They know it. Children are what they see and learn at home. And they are wonderful, precious imitators, and they learn fast. As I close my rewards and I pray, what kind of legacy are you leaving, parents? Yeah. This is not the typical Proverbs 31, but this is what he laid on my heart. What kind of legacy are you leaving for your family? Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. For your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your long suffering, for your patience. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you sent a man called Jesus. Not only did he offer us life here, but eternal life there. Help us, Lord God, to take the Word of God and apply it to our lives. Help us to search our hearts, Lord God, when we're by ourselves. Help us to listen to the Holy Spirit that we'll be willing to say, I love you, I forgive you, and I care. Thank you, Lord, for the children that sung. They always thrill us. Thank you, our Father, for your goodness toward us. Father, for these that are here that you touch physically, spiritually, Lord God, this is a wonderful congregation. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, for my mother. She's gone now. And the suffering that I caused her. The rebellious kid that I was. And Father, I could still hear her saying her prayer. Lord, I want my children just to serve the Lord. Go on, educate themselves, do whatever you want to, but don't let them forget to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And he'll add everything to them that's needed. In Christ's name, amen. Let's stand and sing.
Page 273, 273.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me add my
praying for and others. I thought as the daughter that lives in Cleveland, I can't think of her name. When I was talking to her husband, he said, that's a miracle. You see, God still performs miracles. I know about that because my daughter and others, we've experienced it. And let me tell you this and then I'll let you go. Don't want to bore you much more. Rosie was expecting a lot of pain. They couldn't wake her up, and they called me in there. I said, she won't wake up. I said, ma'am, she's got a paint pump. She said, that's the answer. That has caused her a reaction. But all the time, she was crying and hurting. I said, Jesus, right there in that cubicle, I said, Jesus, you touch her. She touched her. She just calmed down.
She put her clothes on. I got her home. I said, lay down. When she woke up, about 1, 2 o'clock, I said, how you feel? She said, it's hurting, but I don't have the pain that I thought. And you know what? Praise the Lord. She's done well. And a lot of it is because you folks have prayed for her. And I'm a believer in prayer. Thank you. Remember the service tonight? Any other announcements?